Hello and welcome to the podcast. As promised last week, I'm going to continue my series on healthy conflict. And I take my notes from John and Julie Gottman at the Gottman Institute. They have spent their careers researching marriage, and in particular, researching conflict in marriage and how to get better at disagreement. They just recently wrote a book called Fight Right, where they talk about principles on how to have healthy conflict. I believe that this is so vital to marriages, to relationships in general, but especially for marriages. I used to think that a healthy marriage meant that you didn't fight. But I have learned after 28 years of marriage that that is not correct or true. And by not fighting, and when I say fight, I mean conflict. And when I say conflict, I mean a difference of opinion. If we don't have a difference of opinion, then we probably have some dysfunction somewhere in that marriage, whether that's one person who's codependent, whether that's some people pleasing going on, or a myriad of other things. Maybe it's just living parallel lives where they're just kind of living the roommate edition and just going along to get along. But conflict is one of the ways that we create intimacy. Because when you are vulnerable enough to share your true opinion, knowing that it's going to make your partner uncomfortable or upset or just frustrated with you, and then you work it out in a kind and loving and respectable manner, then you have just created some trust and some safety and some intimacy in your marriage. So I really believe that working on how we address conflict is going to really change your marriage, uplift your marriage, support your marriage, and it's something that you get to constantly work on. There's no finish line. You're never done. You get to improve upon it and keep working together on it. And that's one of the things I really do like about John and Julie Gottman is that they are actual husband and wife. And over the times that they have both been in this same career, they have taken certain times off to work on their own marriage. And I just think that's a great example of walking the talk. And not just talking the talk. So I want to talk about your culture of conflict. And what I mean by that is, how do you engage in it? What does it look like in your home? So understanding the way you do conflict and starting out with curiosity and awareness and trying to let go of the judgment is the first step in improving, or is the first step in healthy conflict. So in their new book, they have 5 steps to resolving conflict. The first one is soften your startup. And by startup, I mean how you begin the conflict, how you approach your partner, how you bring up the topic. So if we're going to have a soft startup, we need to know first, what is a hard startup? What not to do? What to look out for? What to get curious about? I would encourage you to look back at the last fight that you had. when you're not in the fight, when you're alone by yourself, and I want you to kind of just pick it apart. Look at what you said. Look at what he said. Yes, your memory is going to be a little tainted towards you, probably a little slanted. That's okay. We're just going to look at what was going on from your perspective. And we're going to be looking for four things of what not to do. The four horsemen of the apocalypse shut down healthy conflict. These don't allow that conflict to be resolved. But you can't fix a problem that you don't recognize as a problem. So the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the first one is criticism. So you come in and you see your partner sitting on the couch and the kids are running around like crazy and the dishes are piling up on the sink and the house is a mess. If you come in saying you are such a lazy jerk, what were you thinking? How could you let this happen? That is not a soft startup. That is coming in hot. And that is criticism because it is directly aimed at the other person's character, calling them lazy. So I don't want you to judge yourself. And I also don't want you to say, oh yeah, my husband does that all the time. I want you to look at you because you are the only person that you have control of. So I want you to notice, how do you come in to the conflict? Is there some criticism? Now, you're saying, okay, Becky, so we can't even point out anything that is not okay or that they did wrong? No, you can. You can make a complaint. And a complaint would sound more like, I see that the dishes aren't done. I see that the kids aren't in bed. I see, and it's more of you stating facts. You're not assaulting his character or her, we could say here, but you're not assaulting their character. But you are just stating facts. You can also say a fact of, I asked you to have the dishes done and they're not done. Okay, the second horseman is contempt. And contempt is looking down on the other person. It's superiority over them. It's, I can't believe you would do that. Look what you did. It's from this higher place. The third horseman is defensiveness. Now we all do all of these. So I am not sitting up on my high horse saying that I never do these. These are human nature. These are what we go to. And so being aware of them and noticing them is going to make a big difference. So defensiveness is you want to blame someone else. You want to make an excuse. And often you're going to put it back on the other person. I am so tired. I worked so hard for you. If you weren't so needy, if you didn't spend so much money, I wouldn't have to work so hard and I wouldn't be so tired and maybe I could have done the dishes, right? So defensiveness is just not accepting responsibility. And then last but not least is stonewalling. Now, stonewalling is when you just shut down and you withdraw and you stop responding. And that often comes from when you're experiencing some contempt. Well, that person's looking down on you. They might be calling you names. They might be being sarcastic. You don't feel safe and you completely shut down and you're not going to let them in at all. The conversation is over. And that can be a real problem for obvious reasons, right? If you shut down, then there really is no way to resolve this conflict. There is no way to move forward. It doesn't create safety in either one of you. You are not feeling safe to engage in the conflict, and they can't get you to engage in the conflict, and so they don't feel safe. So this week, I want you to just pay attention. Conflicts can be teeny tiny. Conflicts can be really big. Just pick one of them and notice what your automatic go-to reaction is, or even what your favorite horseman is, okay? And I want you to just pay attention this week to when you're doing it and notice yourself doing it. Oh, isn't that interesting? I just got really defensive right there. And that's it. That's the first step. Now that we can see the horseman and some of the unhealthy patterns that get in the way, I want you to get out a blank piece of paper and put a line down the middle of that paper. And on one side, I want you to write your partner's name. And on the other side, I want you to write your name. And then under your partner's name, I want you to write down, I don't know if it's going to be all of the things, but I want you to write down the things that come to mind that bother you or trigger you or bug you when you're in a conflict, something that the other person does. Yes, we're actually going to write down and talk about what the other person is doing. And this, in this exercise, it is appropriate. I want you to write down maybe where they're getting defensive, maybe where they're criticizing you, maybe where they are showing some contempt, and maybe where they are stonewalling. Get all those out. Write them down on that piece of paper. And then on the other side of the piece of paper, under your name, in line with whatever thing was triggering you or bugging you, I want you to write your response to it. So when they were defensive, was I defensive? When they criticized, did I criticize? You see where I'm going here? Again, we have no control over what they're going to do. Now, I'm not saying that we don't have boundaries, that we don't make requests. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about what we have the ability to change. And that is our response to their behaviors. We can also change our behaviors to them. So I want you to look at this piece of paper. Write it honestly. They criticized me. I criticized them back. They were defensive. I were defensive back. And I just want you to look at that paper and decide if that's how you want to react in the future. Is that the person that you want to be? And how can you work on in little ways? Seeing it written down on paper might be just the leverage that you need to be able to think about it and come up with the response that you want to have. Because when it happens in the moment, things are heated and stuff just comes out of my mouth anyway. And it's not always my highest self or my best self. But if I did this exercise, then that would just be a little more leverage and a little more practice in thinking the way that I want to think and reacting the way that I want to react. So the opposite of criticism is a gentle startup. It is just stating the facts, stating the requests, and sticking to that. The opposite of defensiveness is taking responsibility, taking ownership for your part. Not too much, because I know my audience often will take on more responsibility than is theirs. So I just want you to take on what is yours. The opposite of contempt is describing your own feelings and needs. You're not describing your partner. You're just starting with you. I feel. And then the antidote or opposite of stonewalling is self-soothing. Doing some breathing techniques. Noticing that you're being flooded and triggered. Having some boundaries set up. This is, hey, I notice myself getting really overwhelmed and frustrated, and I need a 5-minute break, but then I'm going to come back. And you find ways to self-soothe. Okay, my friends, practice these. So I'll give you 2 bits of homework this week. So practice those, and you'll be ready next week to hear more about the 5 steps. You're going to hear about the 5 steps to resolving conflict. Some of it's going to overlap, but that's okay. Repetition is how we learn. So tune in next week. And thank you so much for listening, and bye for now. Welcome to the Resentment-Free Relationships Podcast. I'm Becky Smith, your certified life coach, here to help you go from exhausted and resentful to feeling connected and confident in your relationships. Are you ready? Let's go. If this episode resonated with you, then I know you'd love a quick one-on-one chat with me where we get to talk privately about your specific issue or concern. And you'll come away with 1 specific strategy that you can use today to change your life and your relationships. And the best part is, it's absolutely free. So click the link in the show notes and sign up today.